Hello everyone and welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy Podcast, episode number 004. Super amped to do it, super excited. Today I've changed the setup. I'm not sitting down because sitting down makes me really not so proactive. Now I'm gonna stand and get into this podcast. Today we are going to talk about better done than perfect. It's a really amazing discussion. Quick disclaimer before we go into that is that I went through the statistics of the previous episodes. I understood that you guys are not ready to listen to longer podcasts because your time is valuable, which I understand. But with this podcast, I'm really trying to add value to my life as well as your life. But let's keep it shorter this time and see if that's what you really want. And if you want something else, comment down below or email me so I understand what you really want. As I said in the last podcast, everybody is creative. It's just that some people are not using their creativity up to the mark and some people are rocking their creativity. Whole motivation behind this podcast is to be productive, to engage that creativity in your daily life and to make a little bit betterment step by step, podcast through podcast. If in the end of this podcast, you are able to take one sentence or one word or even one thought to your head, or in your mind to think about, I will consider that as a success, even if one person does that. Anyway, enough of that. If you are keeping yourself away from something you really wanted to do, a new project, a new hobby, a new business, or a new stuff like video making or making music, but not being good enough, or I'm not perfect, it's the thought which is keeping you away from doing it. We gonna destroy that today, because this era is for doers. This era is for the people who want to do and make change and make impact in this world. So, if you are away or if you are stopping yourself from doing it, you have to listen to this podcast, because together we're gonna destroy that. Before we go into that beautiful, amazing, delicious topic, let's roll that super cool intro right now. Hi, I'm Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a designer, musician, filmmaker, and a mechanical engineer. I'm from India, and currently I'm chilling around, traveling around, working around, roaming around, having fun around Europe, and this is my podcast. The Fun Indian Guy Podcast. First thing first, thank you, Anush, for making that intro audio. It means super a lot to me. So let's start the process of destruction and get things done. But before that, I have to explain to you, or I have to share the two inspirational people whose content I have been consuming for last couple of years. And these people are motivating millions of people every day. These people are making change into lives of thousands and millions every time people watch their videos, and they are super cool. I'm consuming them on YouTube mostly. First one is Casey Neistat, second one is Peter McKinnon. Most of you who are watching YouTube a lot must be knowing these guys, because these guys are good. They are doing what they really love and they are making change. I am super inspired by them. I also learned and understood filmmaking a lot from these two guys, and I'm really thankful. Anyway, these two guys keep repeating the term better done than perfect, and it's really important to discuss, because in today's era where everything is moving so fast, if you want to make a change, if you want to do something, doing is the best way or the only way of doing it. Not keeping yourself away because you think you are not good enough. Perfection is the term or is a line you draw in your life because you think if you reach that level is going to be of the best quality, and then only you will put it out there, or then only you'll start doing it, because that's the level you really expect to be at. But in that thinking, you always keep yourself away from literally doing it, and it's just self-criticism of being perfect, and you are not at all creating any impact or not at all creating any output through all this thinking. Quick example from my life. Last year in April 2017, I started making video blogs on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook. The first one I shot on my iPhone 5S, which camera had a dust inside it, so the footage was not of good quality. At the same time, I just had installed the software of video editing, so I was really not good in editing as well. But I was like, no, I'm gonna sit down, take my time, edit it, put it out there. But the only thing I kept in my head is to put a video every week, no matter what. And in that process, if you see my first video in 2017 and the video maybe I post last week, you'll understand the difference between the quality of narration, quality of storytelling, quality of filmmaking, the angles and the way I'm shooting. It's all changed because I kept doing it and I never really stopped myself till I be perfect. Because let's put it this way, if I in 2017 April, I would have been like, no, I don't have good camera, I just have iPhone, maybe I should have a really better DSLR, then only I'll start making these videos. Or if I would have stopped like, no, I don't know how to use this software, maybe I stop myself, I learn this software, go through all these YouTube tutorials, be good at it, and then start doing it, I wouldn't have done it at all. It's simple, because it's just that you are excusing yourself from literally doing it. And I don't think so. If I would have bought the best camera in April, learned the software for like 3-4 months, and the videos I would have posted after 6 months would be so cool that everybody would have loved it. No, it doesn't happen that way, because it's imaginary world. It's not really gonna work that way. The only thing or only approach or only way you're gonna make it happen is by doing it. And it's an example from my life, which I really clearly see. If you don't see it, just go watch first video, watch the last video I made, not the music video, which I posted on Sunday, but the video before, and you'll understand the way it has changed. So if you have those hobbies pending, if you wanted to start something new, if you wanted to change a career path and do something different, but the only thing is like, I'm not good enough to do it. There are many people out there which are better than me. Or, oh, I do this thing already, I'm really good at it, but if I start doing this something else, the new thing, I won't be as good as I am already in something. And that's why people will not appreciate what I do, and I won't be well taken, and I won't be making it better in my life. Stop thinking all this is bullshit. If you want to start something new, just do it. Start doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep improving it on the way, because the only way you can improve is by doing, and only way you can do it is by doing. So get out there and start that thing. Start that hobby. Start the new startup. Start the new business you always wanted to do. Make those videos you always wanted to do. Make that music thing which you always wanted to do. Only thing you will get it out there is by doing. Let's talk about a different approach towards it. Oftentimes you are really good in one thing, which I already discussed right now, that you are really nice and really established in something, and now you want to make a change or experiment something else on the side or divert yourself from it. But then your mind is like, oh man, I'm really amazing, awesome in this one, and I won't be that good in this one, and that's why I'm not sure if I want to make a switch, or I'm not sure if I want to start doing this again from the scratch. But that's a really wrong way to approach it. For example, again, example from my life, I'm giving my examples because these are the examples I'm experiencing myself, and that makes it more authentic and organic, because I feel it is not something bullshit or it's not something in the cloud. It's really what happened. So let's go back to the video making process or video making example. I've been making video for more than a year now, and they're really good looking, as they are improving on the way, and I'm super happy with this whole process. At the same time, music has been in my life for a long time. I have played a lot of shows. I've discussed this earlier as well. I was a percussionist, or I am a percussionist and a drummer. That's why I was only playing with the bands, or I was collaborating with artists, or I was doing freelance things. But I never had something for myself. I never had a solo set. I played on streets in Italy for 1 year. That was a solo set, but that was not the way I really wanted it to be. I really wanted it to be self-sufficient, where I can play in front of the big crowd. I also changed my setup for that and kept practicing. But the only thing is, like, I really wanted to put it out there. I wanted to put videos of it out there. And then that perfection virus hit me. I was like, my videos are looking really good. In music, in this self-sufficient solo set, I'm really not that good, because I don't have enough knowledge of singing. I don't have enough knowledge of melody. So for me, it's really challenging to develop the same level of the videos which we have reached now. And that kept me away from posting the video, because the virus was just growing in my head. I was like, no man, I'm not really good into what I'm starting in the music thing, the solo set, and it's not gonna create the same impact as the videos I'm making, and they are not gonna look from the same quality level. And this thing kept me away from making those videos for 6 months. And I did not make those music videos because I thought I really want to get better in that, and then only I'll post it. But what happened in last 6 months? Nothing. I just kept jamming. nothing came out. It's not like I was perfect. It wasn't like I improved a lot over the last 6 months. The only thing happened is I did not create anything in music, though I really wanted to. And that was very disappointing. Last week, I stopped myself and I was like, I'm following all these guys who are always saying better done than perfect. I already applied it in one of the aspects of video making. Why can't I apply the same logic in the music videos? So then I was like, I'm going to stop, create one piece of music. I am going to shoot it, edit it, and put it out there and get it rolling. So this Sunday, you saw the video. I don't know if you have seen the video. I posted a music video on this Sunday. And while editing, I knew it's not the best. I knew there were so many mistakes. I knew I was off because I really do not have much knowledge about singing. But I was like, all these things are just keeping me away from really doing it. The only way we're gonna achieve what I really want, the only way I'm gonna reach the level or the expected desired performances I really want to get into are only by doing it. So I posted the video. The first thing I did after posting video is like send a link to my bandmates who really have good knowledge into melodies and singing and stuff. I got the comments from them about how the video was good, what were the really good aspects of it, and then also got a longer message about which things were wrong, which things could be better. And my friends, my bandmates also told me what should I do to make it better, like some exercises and things. Now, what happened out of this? We got the product out there. We did not stop. We thought like better done than perfect. The video is of course not perfect, but it's out there now. I have something to work on. I have created a reference level to go ahead of. I created the first step and I'm gonna create more steps as I proceed ahead. I got things to exercise, I got things to improve, which I wouldn't have got or I did not get in last 6 months because there was nothing to talk about. The other thing which happened was also the video was well taken by other people. A lot of people loved it and it was not a fail because a lot of people shared it, a lot of people appreciated, a lot of people commented and messaged me about it. So now I'm also inspired to do more. So the things which were in my head that I'm not really good enough in making this solo set of music were super false, and a lot of people appreciated it and also know that there is a lot of scope for improvement. I'm gonna do it and post a new video. And this is a really good example to understand how you should just go out there and start doing it and not really wait for the perfection, because better done than perfect. I really hope you got at least a single point out of this podcast to understand or to think about. I really hope it was helpful in some way for you. I want you who is listening to it, or I want you who is watching this video right now, to understand what you really want and the things which you kept away because you thought you're not good enough. That's bullshit. You can do it. We can do it. And we can make the impact and we can make change just by doing it. So the only step number one, do it. Step number two, do it. Step number three, do it. But along the way, improve yourself by doing it and not by just thinking of reaching that perfection level, because that doesn't exist. That's all for today, guys. I'm really happy that you listened to the podcast. You stayed till the end. It means super a lot to me. I hope to catch you on Thursday. Thursday, we're gonna have... maybe we are going to have a vlog about Independence Day celebration from Germany. I've already mailed the Indian embassy in Berlin if I can shoot it. There is a celebration happening tomorrow morning. If they reply and if they say yes, and if I get to get the camera inside the embassy, we gonna see the super cool celebration of Indian Independence Day from Germany. So I'll see you then, or we will make some other vlog tomorrow for day after tomorrow, and you will watch it anyway. Till that, don't forget to have fun, because having fun is not an option. Another thing, do it, man, do it. Whatever is in your head right now, while you are listening to this podcast, you must be thinking about the things which you pushed away because you were not good enough. Those are the things which really mean to you a lot because you're thinking about them right now. So get out there and do it. I'm gonna see you doing it and I'm gonna support you doing that. Just comment down below if you felt a little bit motivational or a little bit inspired from this. If not, anyway, we're gonna keep making them. See you when I see you. Until that, ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. Podcast.